The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. It's time for the Recruiting Roundup, your A to Z guide for Michigan football and basketball recruiting. Here's Sam Webb.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Matt the Miz Mizzler on the other side of the country, actually. And he will be my partner for the next couple of weeks as Ira is on vacation. You know what that music means? It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@WTK.com. The Recruiting Roundup is brought to you by Ann Arbor Criminal Defense Attorney Joe Simon. You know Joe from his Legal Insider segments, and Joe will be back for the Michigan football breakdown this season. This season, the breakdown will pair Joe's skills as an attorney with his prep coaching background. Every Friday morning, Joe will present his final argument in support of his and your takeaways from the game looking back, and he'll give an opening statement for the next game that the Wolverines are set to play. As always, Joe will come in with supporting evidence, including film clips, which he'll post at themichigandefenders.com for you to follow, along with as Joe and I go back and forth on the segment. Sometimes in agreement, sometimes in disagreement. Here's where anyone who's dealt with Joe will agree, though. Look, you find yourself in trouble, find yourself in need of criminal defense, whatever the case may be, Joe is the man for you. Trust me when I say all attorneys are not created equally. Joe is absolutely one of the best. He is the best in this area. Located right across the street from the big house. You can also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. Down here at the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp. And there are some emerging storylines here. One of them I'm going to get into later on themichigandinsider.com about an offer that, look, man, far be it for me to tell them what to do. But I'm just saying, watching one of these kids that they've been on, I mean, they've been on Johan Traor and haven't offered him yet. Bro, hey, listen. You need to do that. You need to do that. But I'll get more into that over on the MichiganInsider.com. I got to talk about Jet Howard. Because as I wrote yesterday, what you see with Jet, I mean, he is an outstanding shooter. It's criminal if he comes out of a game and he doesn't, you know, put up 4 to 5 threes in the contest. I mean, he in transition, coming off screens, pulling up, Jet Howard can be lethal from beyond the 3-point line. And so, you know, giving him looks. Having him, he's going to be one of those guys that is very active off the ball, freeing him up to get looks at the rim. You run plays, you run sets to free him up. He's one of those guys. But as we saw yesterday, you know, you can't put him in a box because while he's 6'7 and 220, he handles the ball well for a big wing. Now, look, I'm not saying he's not going to come down and, you know, cross you up routinely. And yeah, he's not ball on the string guy, but he is good enough with the dribble to bring the ball up, trigger the offense at times, definitely attacking closeouts. And against similarly sized wings, he's, you know, he can put it on the deck, make a move, good first step. You know, spin move to a strong hand. He has some off the bounce ability that I think could get even better. You know, as he tightens it up. I mean, that's the difference to me. The difference between Jet being a really good player Because I think he's going to be a really good player. He's a really good high school player now. I think he's going to be a really good player. Come on, he's literally going to wind up at Michigan. I think he's going to be a really good college player. But elite, I think the difference between him being really good and elite is if he can take his handle to another level. Because he has, I mean, he has the size. He can really shoot it. And watching him yesterday be effective off the bounce was, you know, and he's been doing that all summer. Now, there are times, again, where, you know, quick hands, guys that crowd him, some of the smaller guys that crowd him can get into him, bother him on the dribble. I mean, we've seen that a couple of times. That's what I say, you know, tighten it up. And for a big guy like that, whether it's Jalen Rose would probably be the, you know, the big guard comparison. A big guard who was a good ball handler. What did he do against smaller guys? Same thing Magic did. Get your back to him, right? Get your back to him and protect the dribble with your body. Or get him on your side, but not facing him. You know, you got to, unless you're one of those bigger guys that knows how to play low with the bounce, you're shielding the ball with your body. Whether you're backing them down like we saw, you know, Magic would back the ball all the way down the court. Or you're keeping them on your side, not dribbling head up on them all the time because they can get into your bounce like that and pick your pocket. We saw that a couple of times with him. That's a skill that I think, or a technique that I think if he is tasked with handling the basketball a lot, that he'll pick up. But tightening up with that dribble, man, he has the potential to be elite. Because he is a great shooter. Great shooter. He got on a roll yesterday. You'll see it in the highlights. So it is going to be a really good player for Michigan. You could see that, you know, not an uber athletic kid, but a guy who I think, especially when you get in with John Sanderson, there is another level for him to reach physically. You know who I got, who he put me in the mind of watching him? And this is, I'm taking you old school. His dad played with this dude back in the day, or played at the same time as this guy. You remember Lamont Murray back in the day? Those days back in Cal with Jason Kidd? I mean, similar size, similar stroke. Lamont Murray went on to be a first-round pick and play a long time in the NBA. I actually think at this level that, you know, Jet is a little more of a, I think he's more comfortable with the basketball in his hands. You know, Lamont Murray was catch and shoot, come off screens, you know, maybe at times, you know, get a guy in the post because he had such good size. But he wasn't really attacking guys off the bounce. But when I look at his build, when I look at his body, look at Jet's body, that's who he reminds me of. It's frame 6'7" and 220. It's like this. And shooter, you see the same things there, except, you know, Jet can handle it a little more. So, hey, man, if he can be as good as Lamont Murray was in college, man, that's I take it, right? We'll take it. But I think he has a chance to be outstanding at the college level. Already a really, really, really good high school prospect and showing that down here at the NBA Players Association Top 100 Camp. But we got to get to a break. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. We will have, look out for this weekend. Big decision coming up from Jeremy Patton. Jeremy Patton is another guy in the mold of Miles Pollard, in the mold of Kevontae Henry from a rankings perspective. I know you guys hear me say this a lot. I'm saying it a lot this cycle because COVID has drastically impacted this ranking cycle. The number of in-person evals that haven't happened, the number of games that were not evaluated as a result, has set the rankings curve back, the rankings process back. It will catch up. Jeremy Patton out of Tenaha, Texas, which is off the beaten path. I mean, man, we were tracking, like making it to Tanaha. This was a couple months ago when we had a scouting trip down to Texas and we were seeing guys in the Dallas Fort Worth area. Man, it's 2 minute, like 2 hours and some change outside of Dallas. It's like out there, man. So you got a guy that's basically in the boonies of Texas and in a ranking cycle that's set back by COVID already. It's a recipe for a guy's ranking to be subdued, to be tethered, to be not quite up to his talent level. 6'2", 225. This dude is wide receiver. He's a running back. He is an explosive linebacker. His upside at that position, I think, just potential alone at that spot, I think he's a four-star prospect. I think the rankings will bear that out eventually. And if you've been following me on the MichiganInsider.com, you know that I put in a crystal ball for Jeremy Patton weeks ago. Michigan being very strong in this race was very apparent weeks ago. Now it's becoming clear that the folks down in Texas are starting to feel that too, because you're starting to see some Texas crystal balls go Michigan's way. They were very bullish, very dismissive of Michigan being a factor for Jeremy Patton. Now all the Texas guys are saying Michigan, Steve Wilfong. I think what really moved the meter was Steve Wilfong putting in his crystal ball yesterday. And then that sort of sparked a lot of projections to Michigan after that. I mean, I was the lone wolf in the forest talking about Michigan and Jeremy Patton before that point. Now everyone is talking about Jeremy Patton in Michigan. It remains to be seen whether that it will be the case. He'll be announcing his decision tomorrow afternoon. Wolverines in a very good place. George Hilo has done a terrific job connecting with that young man. Jim Harbaugh, directly, I mean, head coach putting in some energy on Jeremy Patton, has done a great job. I know Courtney Morgan has been in on that one. A'shaun Larkins has done a great job on that one too. I mean, they have put there have been a lot of voices from Michigan involved in this one. That ought to tell you what a high value target he was and is for the maize and blue. So, we'll see if it pays off tomorrow when he makes his announcement. It really sounds like a Michigan Baylor Texas battle. And Michigan comes out on top. It's a significant land. It's a significant land because you could really see the impact it's had on linebacker recruiting. I mean, there are other guys like, with Sebastian Cheeks. Michigan, they offered Sebastian Cheeks, had him in on a visit, but, there came a point where it was clear to me, and I mentioned this on the Michigan Recruiting Insider a couple of weeks ago. It's clear to me that they weren't pushing as hard for him anymore. I think that was all about Jeremy Patton. They are all in, like Matt Damon versus Teddy KGB in Rounders. You see that movie, Miz?
Paid that man his money.
He pushed all the chips to the middle of the table. Yeah, Teddy KGB had to say, yeah, man, pay that man his money. That's right, Teddy KGB. Pay that man his money. Michigan went all in with Teddy KGB. And we'll see if they wind up coming out on top. The crystal balls are swinging wildly to Michigan's direction now. And that's just indicative of how this has been trending for weeks. Not a new development at all. It's been trending this way for quite some time now. So we got to get to a break. That'll do it for the recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, be sure to put it down on the podcast. It's always uploaded before the end of the show. Well, be sure to check out the MichiganInsider.com all weekend. Barbecue at the Big House is going down. And so there are going to be big-time prospects on campus. We will have recaps and coverage. A lot more to come from the NBA Players Association Top 100 camp as well. Highlights, whether it's Jet Howard, it's Doug McDaniel, it's It's Johan Treor. Man, come on. Miss. Sometimes, man, you got to change the plan. Change the plan. You know, step outside the box a little bit. I think you got to do that with Johan Treor. But I'll get more into that a little bit later on the MichiganInsider.com. Can get in on all the action for just $1 in the first month. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.